He moved closer. The general was crying, something he never saw or ever expected to see. And the tears came to Armstead's eyes as he watched, saw Pickett beginning to lift his hands, holding out the note, asking again. And then Longstreet took a deep breath, his shoulders lifted, and then he nodded, dropping his head, taking his eyes away from Pickett's face, and in the same motion turned away. And Pickett let out a whoop and clenched a fist and shook it. Then he pulled a letter from his pocket and wrote something on it and handed it to Longstreet. And Longstreet nodded again. And then Pickett was coming this way, face alight, look on his face of pure joy. And tears, too, eyes flashing and watery, but with joy, with joy. He said something about being chosen for glory, for the glory of Virginia. He said, "Gentlemen, form your brigades!" Armstead moved out, called the brigade to its feet. He felt curiously heavy, slow, very tired, oddly sleepy. The heat was stuffy. One had trouble breathing. The brigade dressed in a line. The fire had slackened all down the line. Now, for the first time, there were long seconds of silence, long moments of stillness, and you could hear again the voices of the men, the movements of feet in grass and the clink of sabers, muskets, and that band was still piping, a polka this time, tinny and bumpy, joyous, out of tune. The men dressed right, line after line. Armstead moved silently back and forth. Down to the left, he saw Garnet still on the horse. A mounted man in front of that line would not live 5 minutes. Every rifle on the crest would be aiming for him. The orders came, bawled by a bull sergeant. The line began to move forward into the woods, forward toward the great yellow light of the open fields on the other side. They moved through the woods in good order, past the silent guns. Almost all the guns were quiet now. Armstead thought, give the Yankees time to get set. Give Win Hancock time to get set. Move up reinforcements to the weak spots. Win, I'm sorry. Remember the old vow. May God strike me dead. And so the words came. I wish I could call them back. But Win understands. I have to come now. All in God's hands. Father, into your hands. To the left of the line, a rabbit broke from heavy brush, darted frantically out into the tall grass. A soldier said, close by, "That's right, old hare, you run, you run. If I was an old hare, I'd run too." A murmur, a laugh. They came out of the woods into the open ground. The ground fell away from the woods into a shallow dip. They were out of sight of the Union line. To the left, there was a finger of woods between them and Pettigrew's men. They would not see Pettigrew until they had moved out a way. The day was lovely and hot and still, not a bird anywhere. Armstead searched the sky, marvelous day, but very hot. He blinked. Would love to swim now. Cool, clear water. Lake water. Cool and dark at the bottom. Out of the light. The division was forming. Garnet was in front, Kemper to the right. Armstead's line lay across the rear. It was a matchless sight, the division drawn up as if for review. He looked down the line at the rows of guns, the soft blue flags of Virginia. He began to look at the faces, the tight faces, the eyes wide and dark and open. And he could hear more bands striking up far off to the right. No hurry now. A stillness everywhere. That same dusty, sleepy pause, the men not talking, no guns firing. Armstead moved forward through the ranks, saw Garnet on the horse, went over to say goodbye. Garnet no longer looked well. His coat was buttoned at the throat. Armstead said, "Dick, for God's sake and mine, get down off the horse." Garnet said, "I'll see you at the top, Lo." He put out his hand. Armstead took it. Armstead said, "My old friend." It was the first time in Armstead's life he had ever really known a man would die. Always before, there was at least a chance, but here, no chance at all. And now the man was his oldest friend.